Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott and I'm coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. This morning I'm coming to you from the sanctuary here at the baptismal font, which we use in worship. We have water in there, and every time we gather for worship, we're invited to remember our baptism. And a few weeks ago, I used this font to baptize my grandniece, my niece, who also is my goddaughter's daughter. And what a joy that was to celebrate her new life. She's 3 months old, little baby Ellie, and to welcome her into the family of God, the body of Christ. And through the waters of baptized, we are made new. And so today I wanted to talk about being made new and as new things start. Believe it or not, it's the first week in August, and already some students are returning to school. Back in my day, we didn't return to school until after Labor Day, not until September, but already I see on Facebook and other places that students have returned to school this week even, and many, many more next week, and which got me to thinking we no longer have kids living at home with us, so we're not getting in that back to school kind of routine right now. But both of our kids this fall are beginning master's programs, and fortunately they're on their own for that. We paid for undergrad, but be that as it may, it reminded me of when 17 years ago we moved to Chicago so that I could begin my master's in divinity, so that I could attend seminary. I was 25 years old, and that summer in 2005, we spent time discerning what was next for us, both Robin and I, in my vocation and in our life together. And as the summer began, we had no idea what that might be. At the time, I was working in contract food services at UNLV, and I knew that I had a sense that I wouldn't be on campus that fall when classes started, but I didn't know what that meant. And essentially, through the month of July that summer, we discerned and got information about attending seminary in Chicago, so that come the beginning of August, our house was for sale, a car was for sale, we were packing our things, and we were preparing to move to Chicago. August 22nd of 2005, I sat in class at North Park Theological Seminary on the north side of Chicago, beginning my seminary education on the exact same day that students began classes at UNLV, where I had been working up until the end of July of that year. New beginnings. We have no idea what God may be preparing you for. I think of Lamentations 3, where we read that the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. They are new every morning. And we give God thanks for God's faithfulness to us. As we enter into August and September, into a new season, a new school year, a new season in ministry here at Ascension, I encourage us to be open to new things, to considering new ministry opportunities. When I went to seminary 17 years ago, I had no idea that I'd be here with you 4.5 years in Chicago, 8.5 years in Connecticut, now 4 years already here at Ascension. But I was open to something new, and God has done and is doing something new in me and through me. And I invite you to join me and to join us here at Ascension as we look to do something new, as we look to intentionally get outside of this space, off of this property, and get out into the community around us. To love our neighbors intentionally, not only the way that we want to be loved, but loving them the way that Jesus loves us. For that, I think, is the challenge, that we would love our neighbors the way that we have been loved by God through Jesus Christ. And we have an opportunity to step into that challenge each and every day when we wake up and remember that this new day has brought with it new possibilities. And when we remember our baptism, when we come to the table, we are made new. Our sins are forgiven. We are cleansed and clothed for the work that God is calling us to do. There will be plenty of opportunities here at Ascension as we look at, especially at the month of September, to engage in mission and ministry outside of this space, to meet the needs of our neighbors, to get to know our neighbors. And I encourage and I invite you to become a part of those ministry opportunities. And I also encourage and invite you to find other opportunities in your life, in your neighborhood, in your relationships, to share the love of God that you have received so generously through Jesus Christ with those whom you live with those whom you love. And I trust and I pray that you will be blessed as you bless others as well. It's been good being with you this morning, and I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday for Hump Day Hallelujah.